Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. I had a very strange sensation I wanted to talk to you about that happened to me today.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing something and something happened and it made me feel exactly like what Noah must have felt like out of the Bible when he was building his ark.
Okay. I'd be intrigued to find out what the situation was.
So, all right.
You're down MFI looking for wood.
No, I wasn't building an ark, no. So I, as you know, do my stuff with the youth football team and I do the pitches. And we are getting the pitches properly marked ahead of the new season starting over the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that the pitches were nice and smart,
lovely,
ready for the lines to go down. So that then therefore meant that I'd got to go and cut the pitches. But obviously it's barely rained over the last few months and there is no grass. They're like dust bowls.
It's amazing the colour of it all, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's like orange.
But like there's been enough rain over the last few days, a bit of warmth for some weeds to grow and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going up and down these pitches on a tractor, just rather than making them sort of like different shades of green, they're like different shades of yellow and brown.
Yeah.
And this dog walker walks by and goes, "Not much to cut, is there? What are you doing?" And I felt like Noah.
Yeah.
You can imagine building a great big, like, biblical ferry on big top old of a hill when there's, like, no water around.
Oh, I see. So, like, when Noah's building the ark at the beginning, everyone's like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Exactly. I would imagine they must have laughed at him.
I think that's you on a tractor, like, mowing a children's football pitch, that's a fair comparison with Noah building the ark.
If you are a vicar listening to this podcast right now, I'm not imagining we have many vicars that listen, but if you're looking for some kind of, anchor for your sermon at the weekend,
yes,
feel free to have that story.
Please do get in touch now, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Book it in.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
I think it's been a big week for a lot of households up and down the country. A lot of new chapters being started or ending and new ones beginning. Talking mainly about the school thing, particularly in our house. We've had a teen started college. She's already told me she's got no lessons at all Friday morning. And so it begins. 7-year-old has gone up a year. She now goes in a different gate, which is incredibly confusing for me, her dad. And now our little 4-year-old, Stella, my little baby, has started school and was clopping along in her incredibly clean, squeaky, brand new shoes this morning. I just can't believe how quick it's all gone. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. You got the same in your household?
Have indeed, yeah. Started year 4 today for the young boy, yes.
Can we have the years go back to what they were like?
That would be good.
Just call them the name that we used to call them. Yeah. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, you know where you stand.
It seemed to work, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It was simpler times, you know what I mean?
He starts year 4 today. There's all sorts of landmarks going on. I reckon we should search for the landmarks that people are celebrating on Home Time tonight.
Well, Ridge has messaged saying it'll be 35 years tomorrow that he joined the Royal Navy.
There you go, that's a landmark.
There you go, he'll be singing YMCA tomorrow.
We need to do this, right? Because it's coincidental somewhat in that actually I have just celebrated a landmark as well.
Oh, yeah.
I've just passed 1,500 days on Duolingo.
Oh, yeah. And what language are you doing?
Italian.
How's that? Is it going all right?
Si.
They are setting you up there. So listen, you've got a landmark, you've got a milestone. We want to hear about it. We want to celebrate it on this show. It's not just school. There could be other things. Vaughnie says, "I was 50 yesterday. I think I have PTSD. I know what you mean.
Here's another example of a non-schooling milestone landmark. Dave has just completed his 554th purchase on eBay. 100% feedback.
All right, so all the stuff he's bought, he's got a great review.
Yeah, 100% feedback with 554 purchases. That's since 2010.
All right, Imelda Marcos. Ken says, "My 8-year-old, who's non-verbal, has started to both wave and point over the summer holiday. A tiny thing to most, but to us it feels like scoring the winner in the FA Cup final."
It's a massive one. That's brilliant.
Amazing milestone.
Mark says, "My 16-year-old starts college on Friday, and if it's not just for that, starts driving lessons in October."
My eldest is 16. It's going to be driving lessons soon. I don't even want to know how expensive driving lessons are per hour.
They're horrific.
I think it will make me pass out. Mandy says I've become an old age pensioner, but I feel like a spring chicken.
Sure you are, Mandy.
Keep your messages coming in. It's 8:12:15. We've got Lisa on the line. Lisa, what is your milestone?
It's our fifth wedding anniversary today.
Fifth wedding anniversary. What material is that?
Wood. It should be.
Oh. Let's see how it pans out.
Oh dear, oh dear. Come on, we're better than
we
that.
We are better than that one. Where are we? So what are you doing? What are you going to be doing?
Leftover Chinese food and a beer, I think.
Actually, sounds like my perfect evening.
Yeah. Doesn't it ever? Yeah.
But you're going to go out somewhere or market, you know what I mean? Like go like...
Not tonight, no. We're due to go out tomorrow night, but it is slightly weather-dependent, I think, so we'll see how that pans out.
I wonder what they're going to do tomorrow if it's dependent on the weather. What do you reckon? A nice river cruise or something or other?
A yomp somewhere? What are you doing?
No, it would just be a local pub. But they're doing a fire and ice type night outside, so it should be an outside barbecue-y foodie type thing.
A fire and
but
ice
in the rain,
night?
Yeah.
Where's the ice come into it?
Is it a Game of Thrones-themed evening? Is that what it is?
I hope not.
Maybe. Can you report back and tell us? Because we're invested in this now.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Now, this is school-related, but it's a little bit different from Mike, who says, I retired from 23 years of teaching as of yesterday.
Wow.
I guess as one school year starts and you are no longer a teacher, that's it, over, isn't it?
I cannot wait to retire. I can't wait. I can even picture, when I close my eyes, the corduroy trousers I'm going to wear.
Oh, wow.
I just want to shuffle about and play board games. Do you want to do? You don't see that enough in this country. You see it when you go abroad. I want to either play with rosary beads or play backgammon in a dusty square with a flat cap on.
There's no reason why you can't do that in the morning before we come in and do this.
I might sit out the front.
Yeah.
Bless bosses as they come in. Sugarman says, my son's 21 at the weekend and I've got a nice brand new hip a week ago.
Oh, fantastic.
There you go, setting off the alarms in the airports.
Ellie says, my 13-year-old son, Max, has just passed his grade 6 drumming exam and is currently working on his grade 7 on his new acoustic kit.
Well, so that's amazing. I mean, you know, like when any kid learns a thing, there's always a song that sticks in your mind.
Yes.
Is it Max, the lad?
It is Max, yes. Well,
if you're listening to this right now, what great drumming song does Max need to learn? Obviously, there's In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
Oh, that's what I was going to suggest.
That's like the all like a worldie, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if there's anything else you think, let's get Max on it, let us know.
David is a builder and would like to suggest You Could Be Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Now, I heard that on the radio again the other day. It's such a great song. Andy in Exmouth says Max should have a go at Chop Suey by System of a Down. Love it.
Breaking news, actually, Max has texted.
Whoa.
He says, I love playing Welcome to Paradise, Green Day, Brainstorm, Arctic Monkeys, and Wake Up, Rage Against the Machine.
Best listeners in the world.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Is it fair to say it feels like the summer is kind of wrapping up?
Yes.
Summer's kind of wrapping up. And I went to a couple of festivals over the summer. Nothing crazy like Glastonbury or Reading, but just seen a couple of local festivals, it was good. But I think I might have unlocked a new hate.
Oh, that's not something you need. I feel like you've come back chilled.
Well, I like to collect hates, and I've got a new hate.
Go on.
I previously wasn't aware of this hate until I went to these festivals. I now hate those greedy people who mark out their space with camping and fishing chairs, mats and wheel-along trolleys that you see at festivals. Honest to God, it's absolutely outrageous that there was a family in front of us at this festival at the weekend just gone. They set up their lounge area that looked like flipping Love Island. All they needed was a fire to stand around and then put tarpaulin down. I'm thinking, why are they putting tarp down? Then they disappeared off for 3 hours and came back when the main band was about to start.
It's like a Costa del Sol swimming pool.
It is. I think the whole festival scene is now the new sun lounger and towel. I mean, I'll go so far as to say, you shouldn't be sitting down at a live music event. Save that for a picnic with your nan. Absolutely hate it. I was never aware of this kind of stuff. And some of the trolleys, I mean, no, we've been talking for the past hour about having little kids and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the size of the trolleys people are wheeling their kids around.
Yeah.
It's like the child catcher.
Now,
it's like, you know what I mean? It's like the Odyssey.
I've got a big trolley.
Have you?
Yeah. I have. Yeah. But I use that just for football on a Saturday.
Oh, okay. What have you got in there, though?
Well, you know, you've got to take your bags of balls, you've got to take your bench and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
That's fine. I wouldn't dream of using that for a festival.
Imagine wheeling up with that. All right, Reading Festival, you wheel up with that, unload a load of, like, Cinzano and stuff out of it, and then put a tarp on it, come back 2 hours later on.
Well, yeah, you can't leave it there. You'd have to take it back to your tent, surely.
But then these people leave it there with, like, seats and stuff like that. It's outrageous.
Tents is another matter as well. Obviously, like, post-festival season, you see lots of images of all the tents that have been left.
It is terrible, isn't it?
Bad. I've been encouraged by one story that I have seen.
Okay.
Reading, which is obviously the weekend just gone.
My eldest kid was at it, actually.
Another landmark.
Another landmark, yeah.
They have reported that fewer tents have been discarded over the last festival than previous years, which is good news.
Fewer, even though the video footage looks pretty full on.
I mean, there's still images of tents left, but fewer have been left. It could be because of this incentive. Festival goers, revelers, as the papers like to call them.
Revelers.
were promised a co-op voucher if they showed they were taking their tent home.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't
that cool?
Honest to God, you wouldn't even want to know what I do for a co-op voucher. And we'll leave it there.
I can't believe we've managed to move within 3 minutes from festival going to the question that it's been bugging me in the last 3 minutes, okay? And I'm sure there's people listening at home who have also been bugged by this last thought. What are you buying in co-op? What's the first thing you're buying then? You were very eager for the vouchers.
Uh-huh.
What's the first thing you're buying?
I'll tell you right now, walk straight in, get myself some Saurine.
Absolute Radio, the Daily Takeaway.
So I'll tell you what, I'm scratching my head a little bit because I'm a little bit confused.
Right.
I think if you listen to the show regularly, you'll know kind of how the rest of the show is mapped out. We've obviously got our Celebrity Big Shop coming up shortly.
Yeah.
And then as it's a Wednesday after six, we'll be asking the question, are you home or not home? So we've only really got a little bit of chat left. I'm surprised that it's 5:30 and you've not wanted to talk about Everton's transfer deadline day just yet.
Oh, you surprised, eh? You surprised that I want to talk about it? An absolute shambles. I stayed up and watched that last night. It was an absolute shambles. I've never been more angry in my entire life.
For those who aren't into football, the simple math of it, how many players did you let go?
5.
And how many did you sign in?
I think we've got like 2. Basically, David Moyes, our manager, did a press conference saying we don't want to lose any more players. So what we did, we didn't sign hardly anyone and we just let 5 go. We have 18 outfield players at the minute. They can't even do an 11v11 training match because they haven't got enough players.
I've just been doing some research. You are lucky that you're not in the Champions League because...
are we?
you can name 12 substitutes in the Champions League. You've not got 12 substitutes.
This is it. If you go into the Hill Dickinson Stadium this season... Take your boots, you might get a game. Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's all right.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So it was about a year or so ago when we were sat having a little show meeting and a chat, and we kind of worked out that we didn't really know what you guys get up to on a Wednesday evening. Specifically Wednesday evening, specifically after six. Thus, we created Home or Not Home. You just have to answer a very simple question. And one of you, just by sharing the information as to what you're up to, will be in to win a fantastic Home Time and British Gas doormat, which is going to look incredible round at your gaff.
Now, Andy from Burnley would normally be home at this time, but he's not. He's definitely not home. He's stuck on the M62. And has been for 2 hours near Leeds.
Oh dear. Do people still do the thing where you're on like stuck on a road for so long you end up playing a football match? You know those legendary like queues?
Yeah.
You get out, obviously we're not recommending this.
No, no.
But people will end up having a chat and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my vibes of the M62 near Leeds and Andy in Burnley suggest that's not happening right now.
Andy, keep us posted. Is there chat amongst the cars about getting a game going? And is anyone available to play up front for Everton on Saturday?
There he goes again.
Wouldn't want to miss out. Tony says, I'm not home, but I am on my way home to the New Forest from Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, that's a journey that is.
Isn't it indeed?
Rob in Kidderminster is at home and is building a new bookcase because his collection of angling books has outgrown the existing bookcase.
Wow, she's got a whole bookcase with books about fishing.
Mm.
I mean, Do you think there's that many books? Can you write that many things on fishing?
I wouldn't have thought so. Obviously, we enjoyed our time fishing a few months ago.
We had a great time.
But I would have thought if I'd filled up a bookcase of angling books, I would have thought I've got a problem buying angling books rather than thinking I need a bigger bookcase.
Straight to IKEA, get another Billy. Yeah. Get another Billy going. This is why Home or Not Home is such a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So we get little insights into people's lives.
Let us know whether you are home or not home. We heard earlier about Andy in Burnley.
Oh, he's having a football match on the motorway.
He's come back on that. No, he's not. No chance of game football. He says it's absolutely lashing it down with rain. Could play water polo.
Fair enough. That's not out of the question. If I knew the rules. Speaking of the weather, though, Lauren says not home. This, no offence, Lauren, this sounds horrendous. Heading into Sheffield to do some hill training running.
Oof. Oh. I did that once. I did 3 consecutive weeks of being in a running club.
Yeah.
And the week they did hill running, I decided that was me done with the running club.
Tapped out.
Yeah.
Andreas says, I'm not home. I'm currently delivering delayed and lost luggage back to the passengers around their Hearts, Beds and Cam. Is that these are counties?
Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Cambridgeshire.
There you go. Some of the passengers have waited 3 weeks for their suitcases and I reckon I'll be home at about 10 p.m. tonight. We lost our luggage a couple of holidays back in Mallorca. Never seen it again.
No.
Unless Andreas is going to pop round to ours in Leon C tonight and drop
that
it off.
That would be something, wouldn't
all
it?
All the kids' clothes completely lost.
Nightmare. Wow. Brad in Market Harborough is not home. He says it was my day off, but a new roster trial means a third night shift of the week. Hopefully I will be home by 5 a.m.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
How would you keep yourself entertained?
Absolute Radio.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That or a crossword. You choose. Catherine from Fife says, I'm home after collecting my nephew from school. We came back via the shops to print off photos of the Titanic Museum. As I was in Belfast in July, my nephew's school project is the Titanic. I'm also home without a doormat, even though I was told I would get one a few months back. I did send my email address and then asked, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Okay, that's a bit of a gripe with the show at the end there.
Yeah, not such good news for the fleece-wearing producer over there.
I do apologise. I didn't realise that last bit of the message was a TripAdvisor rating.
Classic Bush. Dan is not home. He's on the way to Liverpool to drop off his eldest daughter's carload of stuff.
Ooh.
After a day at work in Manchester. Home, though, is 150 miles away.
If you are home or not home, it's 8:12:15. If we've let you down in any other way, it's Absolute Radio. Get in touch on the email, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Let's go to the phones. Vicky is on the line. Vicky, are you home or not home?
I'm not home. I'm in Asda.
Whoa, okay. So what are you doing in Asda at this time of night?
Well, I suddenly realised that school starts tomorrow and I tried my son's uniform on him last night and realised it didn't fit. So, yeah, the trousers are too short and so are the shirts. So,
wow.
I've dashed to Asda tonight.
So you've dashed down to Asda. Now, this shows progress because I think back in the day, kids would have just had... I definitely went to school with a few kids who had trousers that were creeping quite high into almost the shorts type category.
I didn't realise how much he'd grown in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I want to salute the supermarkets as well, because I vividly remember as a kid, when it was new school uniform time, you had to go to a school uniform shop.
Yes.
Now I feel like supermarkets have raised their game.
So have you managed to get the whole kit in Asda or just some certain bits?
I just needed trousers and shirts.
I do remember a lad from my...
still fit, luckily.
Okay, so he still fits the jumper. A lad from my school called Charlie Fulbrook, I remember when I was at school, he came in one term with what appeared to be Spanish dancing trousers on. Something that you might try and tame a bull with.
Oh, no.
What a night that was in Torquay.
Did you ever let that young lad forget
it?
Well, you'd think that would be it, but he actually ended up in the Herald Express, the local newspaper, because there was a fire at his house, a chip pan fire. Everyone was fine, but the fire brigade had to resuscitate his budgies on the lawn, and it made it into the paper.
So that was nothing to do with the Spanish dancing trousers.
But everyone forgot about the trousers pretty quick.
I tell you what Vicky hasn't forgotten about, the Bush & Ritchie British Gas Home Time doormat.
No, I hadn't.
It's yours.
Oh, thank you too much. I really need a new doormat as well, so this is perfect.
There you go. It's all
thank
yours.
Thank you so much.
It's what a way to start a brand new school term. Get your photo for the new school term on the doormat.
I absolutely will definitely be doing that.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's just go back to Richie's situation where you were worried about the fact that there's not much grass. It's all kind of like orange and yellow and burnt from a really dry summer. Can this be done, right? This is the groundsperson question that I don't know because I'm not really into gardens and stuff like that. Can you, if worst comes to the worst, spray paint the grass green to make it look like it's like a luscious grass?
Yeah, you could do.
Could you do that?
Yeah, of course you could. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't more things do that? They should just do that.
One, rain.
Oh, yeah, it'd come off again, wouldn't it?
And two, like skids on kit, isn't it?
You know? Like Shrek FC if they were playing each other. Yeah. Well, there you go. I've always wondered, now I know. But let's go back to it. If you are a vicar and you'd like to use that in a sermon, it's yours.